Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. The desires that the Holy Spirit gives are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. Galatians 5:17 reads, "The sinful nature wants to do evil," which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. So the opposite of what the sinful nature desires is what the Holy Spirit gives. What does the sinful nature want to do? It wants to do evil because it's evil in nature and desires. Therefore, doing evil is the normal expression of the sinful nature. And those who choose to be dominated by it will only think about sinful things, which is the opposite of those who choose to be governed by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:5, 8, and 7 reads, "Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit." Verse 8 says, "That's why those who are still under the control of the sinful nature can never please God." So, why those who are controlled by the sinful nature can never please God? Verse 7 gives us the answer. "For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will." This is what the Holy Spirit said through the Apostle Paul in Galatians 5:17. "The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants." Who the Holy Spirit is and what He gives is the opposite of what the sinful nature is and desires to do. So if we choose to receive the desires that the Holy Spirit gives, we will always do the opposite of what the sinful nature wants to do. That means we will always do good, for doing good is the opposite of doing evil. And doing good is defined in terms of who God is, what He does, and what He requires of us to be and do. The desires that the Holy Spirit gives are what we were created to express. We were created to express only what is good. And that's in Ephesians 2:10. "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." So through the Holy Spirit, God's eternal desires for us are fulfilled. Also, our positive response to the Holy Spirit will keep us pure and free from being contaminated by the sinful nature's desires. And we will be ready for the Lord to express through us the good deeds that we were created for. And I've said many times, I've shared many times in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of our flesh. That is what our sinful nature desires stem from. So may these words from the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 2:21 remind us of the importance of keeping ourselves pure. And we can be pure because the word says that when we receive Him, when we have exercised faith in Christ Jesus, that is receiving Him as Lord and Savior, He made us pure and holy. At that time of receiving Him, we became pure and holy. And in 2 Timothy 2:21, He says, "If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work." I end today by asking us, would you receive the desires that the Holy Spirit gives? Shalom. Remember, you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page, going to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Blessings to you.
Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.